You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place. But we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning to all of you, No Finish Line Nation folks. I've got my morning voice going on this morning. It's bright and early. I'm about to head out to work here in a little bit, but I wanted to catch up with everybody because I haven't done a coffee talk in a little bit. So I've missed you all already in the small amount of time that I've been doing my little things and out gallivanting around the city of Portland. So I wanted to catch up with everybody and just reconnect and get some good dialogue going and discuss some stuff. First, I wanted to give a shout out. Now, the shout out is to my wonderful wife. Her name is Crystal. If you are on No Finish Line Nation, you'll know that she's on there supporting me. Every once in a while, she drops a little nugget. Every once in a while, she'll post a picture. She's not a big poster on the Facebook page, and she's not one that talks a lot. She might like some comments here and there, but she is literally my rock. She's my person that stands behind me throughout my journey, throughout all of these podcasts, the time and the energy that it takes to be able to record, write, do all these things, and then also work full-time at a job that pulls me away and has me traveling throughout the state. I just have to say, happy anniversary. It is our 15th anniversary here today on this July 27th, 2017. And we've been together for a little bit longer than that, but we got married 15 years ago on a riverboat down in Savannah, Georgia, where we were New England folks, and we've always been New England folks, but we decided to move down, throw a dart at the dartboard, and pick a city to live in for me to open a business at the time. So we moved all the way down there as we were dating, and we went down there, got a little dog, and lived in a little apartment. And what's funny is we got down there and we put the invite out to a bunch of people and said, hey, if you guys want to come down to the wedding, then that's great. Here's where it's at. This is where we're going to do it. It's going to be small. It's going to be cozy. Well, we found out that we're going to have about 100 people come into our wedding, which was insane in itself, that people would travel all the way down to Savannah, Georgia to see it, the sweltering heat of Savannah. So we had to make it special. We went out and we got a riverboat right on the Savannah River, outside the cobblestone roads. If you've ever been there, there's so much history behind the Savannah River and behind Savannah, the city itself. We had everybody on the top deck for the wedding, which was extremely hot. And then everybody went down to the second deck for the reception as we traveled up and down the Savannah River, looking at the sights and the nice cool breeze coming in and reception and people partying. It was such a good time, a great memory. So 15 years ago today is when that happened. So to my wife, Crystal, who is there for me through everything that I do and is there standing behind me, lifting me up when I need it, knocking me down a peg when I need it as well, because I do need that because I'm a man and that's what happens. And she keeps me grounded very well, and she's an amazing mother to our child. So happy anniversary, sweetie. I just wanted to start off the podcast with that portion. I wanted to go over a couple things, and over the last day or two, have been really, really abridged versions of Coffee Talk and different things that I wanted to put together. And one of them that I sent out yesterday was a picture of a painting of what we did as a team building exercise. And the painting was of a sailboat on the water with a beautiful backdrop, with beautiful colors in the sky and the mountain range and all kinds of good stuff. And got a lot of really great responses actually on Connect and NFLN about the painting. But as I got home last night, I had gone through a pretty rigorous couple days. It was, work all day, and then we did our team building exercise. That was all of us getting engaged and talking and hanging out. And then the next day was completely jam-packed, 8 o'clock in the morning until about 9:30 at night last night when I got home. So it was filled with all kinds of different exercises that we had to do, role plays in the business channel for us to be able to be good at our jobs, to be put on show for everybody, to be able to show our skill set, but also build our skill set and all that stuff. So it was very business oriented throughout the whole entire day. But then I thought to myself last night when I got home, there was a lot of really great content and a lot of really great conversations and really great moments that were going on, even if it was a business meeting. I had a lot of really great times connecting with people, engaging conversation with people. And even after building off of what the team building exercise, where we went out painting pictures together all day during the day, we were able to continue that relationship and continue to connect. And of course, my friends over on my Lip Smackers board, which is a Fitbit group that I'm a part of, we titled it National Compliment Day yesterday. So I had many, many different people that I had come across that I was complimenting, and I made sure I made that moment to engage with those people, to pay a compliment and be able to make them smile that day. So anyway, business meeting all day long, and then we went out to cap all of the time off at the, in the evening time frame. We got on a schooner right down in Portland, and we went out in the harbor and went up and down as the sunset. So I got home and I was thinking to myself, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, and I'm tired this morning too, right? But I thought to myself, man, what a great amount of, there was a whole bunch of moments over the last 2 days that I think if I just park in the space that I'm exhausted or I'm tired and I'm in the rigmarole of every day and I'm just going through the motions and I'm grinding it out and I'm getting things done, that I would have missed. I literally wouldn't have been able to reflect on those and sit down and say to myself, man, you know, it really was a great day. And here's why it was a great day. And I listed those things out, such as camaraderie, friendships, skill builders, business acumen, being able to connect with people, engaging in conversations, putting yourself out there in situations like when we had to role play. Nobody likes role playing. And if anybody knows what role playing is in the business community or even in just regular life, when you have to act things out of what the scenario might look like in front of a bunch of other people, it's brutal. But it helps to build your skill set. So I started to invest in me and my skill set and where I was at with everything. So all of this stuff was going on all around me. And I was thinking to myself, how impactful all of it was. And if I didn't take the time to stop and think to myself, the higher level stuff, not just the surface level, here's what I learned and this is where we were at, and I'll move on today and it's a new day. But rather, I live in a city called Portland, and we were able to go out on a schooner and travel in the water and go out in the boat and enjoy ourselves and be able to enjoy each other's company and see the sunset coming down. I live on the ocean. I live in the water where we can literally do that right down the road 10 minutes from my house. So that's a huge, I'm like, wow, I can't believe that. Or I painted and we put all these little canvases together, and it was like, I don't know, 20 of us, I think, in the room, and had an instructor, and nobody thought when we sat down we could paint a picture of a sailboat whatsoever. Didn't think it could happen. But guess what? They all came out great. All of them. We sat down and we challenged ourselves and we were thinking about it. We put a little artistic integrity and artistic ability in there, and I pulled my own little Bob Ross moment and had a great moment. And the painting came out great. And my wife loved it. So what I'm saying to everybody is that as I reflected on all that, don't forget to live in the moment. Don't forget that as you're grinding and you're getting things done and you're tracking and you're working out and you're doing all these different things, don't forget to just stop in the moment, breathe it in, and go, hey, you know what? This is a moment. Because what happens is that we go through the grind so much, and we're going through, whether you're a parent and you're getting the kids off to school, or you're getting them to sporting events, or you're going to different places and you're doing whatever, or you're a parent of a little baby and all you're doing is feeding, pooping, changing diapers, sleeping, naps, little TV, little whatever, boom, that's it. Daily, daily, grind, grind. Or you're at work and you're talking to people and you're making impacts and you're doing different stuff that your work requires you to do, but you don't really realize that you're talking to all kinds of people or you're doing all kinds of things to make impacts on so many lives and you're touching so many hands when you don't even realize that you're doing it. These are the types of moments that you have to just reflect a little bit and just enjoy the moment, enjoy life. And the same exact thing comes around to when we're talking about our eating habits. Even when we're tracking and we're in the moment and we're right there just grinding out, right? You got everything tracked out. You got your points or you got your calories or whatever you're tracking, and you're in that moment and you're doing everything and you're religious and you're right into it and it's working towards the scale. You're feeling pretty good about yourself. Everything's good to go. But during that time frame, you're actually skimming over some of the great things that are happening in your life. Life can be a pretty beautiful thing when you just stop and take a moment and just reflect on it. Remember in Ferris Bueller, on great movie, I mean, I'm that age where it was during my childhood when Ferris Bueller came out. And I know it's a very famous quote, but it's a very impactful and powerful quote when you think about it. So think about this. When he's in part of the movie and he looks into the camera and he says, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. How true is that statement? We move so quickly in this life. And the next thing you know, we're looking up going, what just happened? How many parents are out there that literally saw their kids when they were babies and then all of a sudden they're 18 and they're leaving the house to go to college or do whatever? And then you go, wait, at a blink of an eye, that just happened? Are you serious? And then sometimes we're actually wishing the moments away so much, like the time frames when you're going through your daily grind or your weekly grind at work. And you're going through, you just want it to be Friday, you just want to get to the weekend, that's all you're really fighting for. But what happens through Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday can be very impactful. It can be very powerful moments. We need to live in those spaces and just open our eyes. That's all we got to do. If you open your eyes, you're going to be able to experience things that you might not have experienced before. And we talk about mindful eating. This is mindful viewing. Mindful, the ability to be able to be mindful of the situation and the things that are going on around you to enjoy your life more than what you are right now. Now, for me, that's pretty powerful stuff, and it's deep, it's heavy, but it's literally what I just did yesterday when I got home. I said, you know what? It's pretty amazing the situations that I had. When my old me, I probably would have reflected on the fact that I'm so exhausted and I don't want to go back to work tomorrow because I'm just beat, I'm tired, I just want to, now I got to go back and blah, blah, blah. So take times today. From this point forward, seriously, as things go on, write them down. Reflect on those. What did you learn? What was the good that came out of whatever situation that's happening? Who did you meet? Did you meet some new people? Did you meet incredible people all around you? Or would you have just let them go by because you were in the motion of just living life and doing your thing? So I think it's a really good exercise to be mindful of those things. Because remember what we talk about, how half of this game that we're on with this weight loss journey, or whether it's the health-related journey or whatever the journey that you are on, you have to be mindful and you can't miss out, because if you're so focused on what that journey is and you don't think about the other things, you're not going to enjoy life the way that it should be enjoyed. So slow it down. Slow down the speed of the grind and give yourself the ability to embrace whatever's going on around you. Okay, so again, happy anniversary to my wife. I love you, and I know that you support me every step of the way of everything that I've been doing. And if you're, I'm going to probably put a little post out there too and a little blurb in the coffee talk on No Finish Line Nation that's on there. And give her a shout out for me when you're on there. I think she'd really appreciate that part of it. She's stuck with me through thick and thin, so it's a really great thing. So again, the theme of the day, be mindful. Just open your eyes and your ears, slow it down, and enjoy the moment. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.